might be interesting for your listeners that the draft was going on during the Vietnam War. And a lot of us enlisted, because if you were drafted, you were drafted for 2 years. But I graduated from a small school called Maysville. It's not too far from here. But my class, I had 52 seniors. We took five. Uncle Sam took five out of that senior class. And they hauled you down to Kansas City. You took a physical, and they classified you 1A. Out of the 250 pups that did the physical, one was rejected. So it kind of gives you an idea of what we're taking. And then I got a classification of 1A. I did that in December of my senior year, all five of us. And then we were to go in May. And so we made a decision. Now, two of us enlisted, a young man named Peebles and me. And the other three took the draft because they wanted to do the 2 years and get out quick. Those three didn't make it back.
Yeah, because I think you were telling me if you were drafted, they immediately sent you over
right
overseas.
Out of boot camp and ITR, because they only had 2 years of your time.
And of course, if you
the
signed
tour
up,
was 13 months.
Yeah, and so, if you signed up for 4 years, they've got you for an extra 2 years, so you had a little more.
Yeah,
you had the ability to kind of get.
They told us, and I don't know that for a fact, but at the time they told us it took 10 people in the rear with the gear to support one guy up front.
Wow.
So. My logic was that the rear of the gear sounded better. So, it, you know, and I scored high enough on the ESMA that I could pick a career. So.